Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next two segments, along with a lot of other important news. World stocks plunge on growing recession fears. Israel pounds Gaza after deadly attacks near Eilat. Also, they're really hyping in the controlled media an attack on Syria. We're going to be breaking that down. Obviously, Obama has announced that they're just going to start legalizing all the illegals by fiat. He doesn't need to have a bill anymore. He had threatened months ago to just do it, and now they are. So more and more, Obama is becoming a dictator. I'd have to say he's about 90% of the way there, and if people don't get angry and upset about it, he'll go all the way. So we'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. JJ, Nico, Keith, CJ, and many others that are patiently holding. I wanted to finish up with Ted because I got him on late. Ted, this is just incredible. Again, where is gold and silver right now?
Well, we had gold hit a peak today of, hang on a second, I'm just refreshing to make sure I have it here, 1866.10, 4266 silver. Currently gold, 1848.90, silver's at 4232. I mean, it's just, it continues to rise. Remember just last week, we're looking at $1,700 gold, wondering if we're going to hit 1800. Now we're looking at $1,900 gold. You know, U.S. Eagles have just broached $2,000. The weird part about it is you can buy 100-year-old $20 gold pieces for $2,282. It's like a 10% margin over a U.S. Eagle. That's like unheard of. You know, francs right now, small pieces of gold, I can't say it enough. Small bullion pieces of gold that you can use in exchange no matter what happens. I mean, we're looking at an economy that is just melting apart. And what do you think you're going to do? You're going to be able to buy your goods and services when you're hungry? You're going to be able to get groceries with paper money? You need to have silver and gold.
The system is annihilating savings, annihilating stocks. Every major commodity is skyrocketing because of global currency devaluations, not just the dollar. Every currency going down except for the Swiss franc because they're the only truly sovereign anti-globalist country left on Earth. That has not been completely taken over by these criminals. And it's so elementary, Ted. You've got gold at the 1770 level. That's what it's marketed into. That's what you paid for it, basically, at that level in the market. Now it's at 1840-something, was 1860-something. Just turbocharging. J.P. Morgan saying they see 2,500 is their prediction, or, quote, higher by December. Now is the time to move into gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you've got a lot of silver you bought at the lower price. You can still pass on the savings. You've got a lot of gold you bought in the last few weeks. You can now pass on those savings. When the people call, they've got to ask for the radio specials. There's a long list of goodies there where you're going to get loss leader pricing that you're not going to find anywhere else. I challenge you with these radio specials. Ted's regular deals are very competitive. He has it on hand. A lot of brokers will say, oh, yes, we've got that, but most of them don't. Almost everything Ted is offering, he has. And if he doesn't, he's got it being delivered. And so they will pitch what they have on hand. And Ted, even though he's a monster-sized broker, he's having more and more trouble. So this shows you the bull market is really just starting to go here. And all you people that said 1,000 was the bubble, come on, people. I'm not going to get up here and tell you I think gold and silver is the ticket unless all the evidence I see points that direction. Does it mean it's a panacea, 100% bulletproof? No. But it's the closest thing to a silver bullet you're going to get is gold and silver. That's why they call it silver. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I hope you call. The brokers will be there off and on throughout the weekend. If their phones are busy, leave your name and number, and they will get right back with you. 800-686-2237. And we have one of the radio deals is available online. If you go to InfoWars.com, the top right-hand corner, you see a banner saying, get two silver dollars, get two gifts free, a film and a book, and shipping. It's really three great gifts free. $88, two silver dollars, the book, the video, great film, great book, and the free shipping, $88. And Ted is going to go up on that very soon. 800-686-237. Thank you so much, Ted. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Probably the most famous detective in U.S. history, Frank Serpico. Living legends joining us coming up in about 30 minutes from now. Talk about the history of government corruption and drug dealing, his take on Fast and Furious, and more. I'm going to your phone calls here in a moment, but Paul Watson reported on this a couple days ago, and it's linked up on drudgereport.com right now. It's official, media ignoring Ron Paul, and I wanted to just show the prisonplanet.tv viewers this and direct radio listeners over to drudgereport.com or infowars.com to see this for themselves. But there is the rankings in a deep Pew Research Center Project for Excellence in Journalism analysis of the amount of media coverage that they put into a computer system and data collating system of how much coverage different presidential level politicians get. Barack Obama gets 220% on the graph. Mitt Romney, 120%. Newt Gingrich, another top globalist, 118%. Michelle Bachmann, 115%. Donald Trump, an absolute joke, gets 95%. Sarah Palin, right at 90%. Tim Pawlenty, who's out of the race, gets right at 70%. John Huntsman, about 42%. Rick Perry, because he just got in, is right at about 38%. And Ron Paul at 33%. Compared to 220 for Barack Obama or 120 for Mitt Romney. So there you go. I mean, you can just watch and see that that's the case. And when they do cover him, it's to say he cannot win. And there's rumors that he may not be a doctor, like his son. There's rumors he may roast black children in his basement with a pointed hat on while under the control of Beelzebub with dancing goblins. And yes, he killed Kennedy and Lincoln and Jesus. And he sunk the Lusitania, and he may have been the one that killed the Kraken, not Medusa. Yes, Ron Paul's the reason there's a drought in Texas. Ron Paul has bad breath. Ron Paul is meanie. Ron Paul is too old. Ron Paul is big old meanie. I mean, it is ridiculous now. And I said on Monday, I said the hoax blew up that he can't win. Get ready for the racism stuff. And boom, it came out Tuesday. I mean, these people are as transparent as a mountain lake. I mean, you can look right into their souls and what they're going to do. Pray for Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to your calls. Look, this article, I don't even hardly want to mention it because I'd have to spend an hour on it. If you're a new listener, this is not a joke. I'm not joking. This is real. It's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Pay your carbon taxes to Al Gore or space aliens will attack. The biggest newspaper in England and in Europe, that's how they communicate with each other in Europe, is English. It's the world language for folks that don't get taught English in public schools here in the U.S., part of the Balkanization program. Pay your carbon taxes to Al Gore, space aliens will attack. A NASA program funded by NASA's Planetary Science Division. This is the London Guardian. Our article breaks it down, but here's the London Guardian. Aliens may destroy humanity, protect other civilizations, say scientists. And it says humans are parasites and evil. You've seen the children's cartoons they produce where it shows humans blasting off into space and aliens kill us because we're a parasite. I mean, they're telling you, you're bad, you have no rights, hate yourself. And so now NASA is coming out and saying, a NASA-funded university, and saying that we've got to pay the carbon tax or aliens are going to kill us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not joking. You heard me right. It may not rank as the most compelling reason to curb greenhouse gases, but reducing our emissions might just save humanity from a preemptive alien attack, scientists claim, according to London Guardian report. A new study conducted by researchers at NASA's Planetary Science Division postulates that green ETs, literal green little men, might get angry at Bubba driving his gas-guzzling SUV and respond by whipping humankind off the face of the earth to protect other civilizations from carbon dioxide that plants breathe. I mean, you just can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. I go to birthday parties for my children's friends and their friends, and these families come over, and they go, Alex, my child goes to public school. I'm pulling her out. Every time we drive by a building site, my 6-year-old daughter breaks down crying, saying the earth is dying. I mean, this is what they're doing. And meanwhile, the globalists don't care about the environment. They're not actually doing anything about chickens with alligator snouts. You know what splicing animals does? I mean, it gives rise to super viruses. You know how they test to see that a genetic mutation has been successful in a gene in a cell they've changed? They put a antibiotic resistance in it, and then they test antibiotics on it to see if it kills the cells. And then there's big studies out showing that's giving rise to the antibiotic resistance. Do you have any idea that there's thousands of companies splicing everything randomly and how deadly dangerous that is? Oh, but let's not worry about that. Or toxic waste dumping, or nuclear power plants, 5 of them blow up, each one bigger than Chernobyl, total meltdown, masses of radiation raining down on the U.S. EPA just raises the level of radiation, what they say safe, from 1,000 to 100,000 times what previously was. I mean, real environmental problems that are actually affecting us, but we're not taught by the establishment to worry about that. In fact, leading environmentalists who are globalists like George Monbiot, they call for global government and say, this radiation is good. Chernobyl changed my mind. Fukushima changed my mind was his headline in The Guardian about nuclear power. And you read it and you go, this is crazy. No, they're just throwing it in your face. They're normalizing bizarreness. So, okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls because Serpico's coming up. I just, there's no end to this anymore. There's no end. And they are teaching school children that aliens are going to kill us if you don't pay Lord Rothschild and Rockefeller and Obama and Clinton and Gore, they all own part of the big climate exchange in Chicago and the one in London. Just type in Rothschild's own climate exchange. You'll get BBC News. How gracious they are to let us pay them money to breathe. I mean, it's and they just sit back laughing while they've got giant yachts and private trains and helicopters and jets and palaces everywhere, and their carbon footprint in some cases is thousands of times the average person. And then they actually lecture. Don't take hot baths. You know, we get a maid service over to do our laundry and we get behind and too busy, and they lecture us about, you know, we shouldn't wash too many of our clothes. We should wear them repeatedly. And I'm just like, water's renewable. We've got the healthy clothes washing stuff because we don't want chemicals on us. But do you know about genetic engineering? And the eyes just roll. I mean, look, you thought I'm joking? IBM unveils chip that mimics human brain, redrawing and rewinding evolution. Scientists alter chicken DNA to create embryo with alligator-like snout. Come on. You know how many thousands of pharmacological crops are growing open air that grow all sorts of live viruses in them? Don't believe me? Just type in Proteogen, corn that grows live HIV virus in it. AP. Let me tell you something. That's the threat. Not carbon dioxide, part of the life cycle. Okay, I can't handle it anymore. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to JJ in New Jersey. JJ, thanks for holding.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Just a quick question.
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off because I hear you listening to yourself. Just please.
I don't have the radio on. I'm watching you on Prison Planet TV. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at you. Listen. In fact, I apologize if I sounded grumpy. I wait to go to the calls, and then I run out of time, and then I hear an echo of myself, and I want folks to be able to hear you. So what I meant is you're listening or watching the show is what I meant. So, but I'm wrong. Let's just get back to your issue. You say you disagree. Go ahead.
No, I didn't disagree.
I just heard myself again.
I'll hang up then, Alex. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're not going to turn it off? I mean, why? Why? I want to hear from you. I don't understand that. I don't understand that I heard my voice again, and that's 101 in radio not to do it. I don't understand that, man. I don't want to be your enemy. In fact, leave a line open for him. I want him to call back. I want to hear why he disagrees. I want to hear it. I love when people disagree. It's the only time I wake up during the day. Did that line fill right back up, John? Which caller was that? JJ. See if JJ can get back in, 800-259-9031. I mean, that is uncool. That I'm like, hear blaring audio, and I go, hey, you got your radio up. No, I don't have my radio up. I got prisonplanet.tv on. Oh, okay, but I want you to be heard. Ooh, okay, I'm really upset about Obama saying that he doesn't need a constitution or a Congress anymore. He's just going to legalize all the illegal aliens. And in launching a war without approval. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. We're arguing about radios being on, TVs being on. CJ in Michigan, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Keep up the good struggle.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to remind everybody, and you've covered this story, very important story of Mary Ann Godboldo, the woman in Detroit who CPS snatched her kid.
And they've now said because she wouldn't put them on pharmacological speed that's why they're taking her kids. Her kids were fine, but they came with the SWAT team and have now taken the daughter and drugged her. And hasn't she had gotten contracted some things since she was grabbed?
Yeah. In the facility or whatever you want to call it, prison they put her in, she got an STD. And she's 13 years old, and her mom...
Well, why do you think folks work in those facilities? They like young, fresh people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, this case has got everything. It's got parental rights. It's got the Second Amendment, because she, you know, stood off the police when they try to kidnap her kid. It's got forced medication. People need to wake up.
Well, she's black. I mean, the slave masters are coming to grab the black child and brain damage her and give her diseases, and they've won another victory.
Listen, I think she's got a next court. Next court is August 29th. You should go down there and rally for it.
Well, stay there. I want to hear more about the case. And, yes, we have covered it at the time. I followed it, and I meant to mention it on air. Have you finish up there, CJ? And then we'll get to Nico, Keith, and Bruce and others. and that JJ guy earlier. I don't know what I'm supposed to do if you won't turn your TV or radio off. We'll be right back.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
All right, let's move quick. Then after Serbico goes, I'll get to your calls. But finishing up with CJ in Michigan, you're saying her court date is coming up. This all started when she was homeschooling her daughter and wouldn't put her on the synthetic methamphetamine that the government ordered. And now the government's got her. They've given her a sexually transmitted disease. That's in the news. They're taking good care of her. Please continue. You said the trial's coming up.
Yeah, the trial's coming up. But, okay, she homeschooled her kid, and what caused this to begin with is the girl wanted to go to regular school, so they tricked the mom and said that vaccines are required. Okay, and she took the vaccines, and she had a bad reaction. So then that's how they put her on this other medication to, you know, the mom went to go get help.
Well, that's the thing. They lie and say it's the law to go to school. You got to take it. Just like Rick Perry lied and said, you got to take Gardasil. It's the law. And they play on people's ignorance. There is no law. They're trying to get one in place. Okay, well, tell us the court date again.
I believe it's August 29th, but, you know, Google it.
Well, I'm going to tell my producers. I've wanted to get her lawyer on. I think we even talked to her lawyer, but they probably don't know who we are. Contact her lawyer, folks. Let them know. Come on our show. We'll get the lawyer on. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Texas. You're on the air listening via the InfoWars Radio free iPhone app. Welcome, Keith. Good to talk to you, Keith. What's on your mind today, Keith? He's probably listening to the internet. This internet stuff gets behind and then folks don't know. Nico in Chicago, Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Well, I love your show, man. Love everything you do. And I'll make this fast. I just got a real quick question here. You said a week or so ago that, on a couple shows ago, that Rick Perry already, you know, has pretty much knelt to the Bilderbergers and stuff. Now, is this going to be the same type of thing as, like, when in 07 or 08 when Obama was seen into those, the Bilderberger meetings in Virginia?
Yes, we knew Obama was in there. We'd videotaped the Secret Service going in with him and Hillary. Our sources said, yes, he's inside. And we called all the national media, who at the time was running around, and this is all on film in my film Obama Deception. The national media is running around saying, where is Obama? Where is Obama? And we're like, here he is right here. Remember, he disappeared for a day with Hillary. We're like, here they are. And the media is like, yeah, we know where he is. We're just playing along that we don't know to show the control they have. And absolutely, they go and present themselves to the Bilderberg Group. And if they swear their allegiance, then they get kicked upstairs to the prime ministership or the presidency.
That's pretty much what's going to be the end result between Obama and Rick Perry. Then they're going to pretty much decide who's going to go, which one they want in. Then
that's right. Rick Perry, Obama have all gone in before the British and Dutch royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of them, and literally sit there and pledge themselves to them. And it's just incredible. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and go to Bruce in New York. You're on the air, Bruce.
Yeah, I go by Reverend Bruce. I'm a lady, so Bruce is not my first name.
Well, that's fine. We can call you whatever you like.
Okay. First of all, I just want you to know that I pray for you quite often for your protection.
Thank you. I need it.
I know you do. Second of all, I do have a couple comments and a quick question. When are you going to have archives of your radio program? Because sometimes I may miss it, and I would like to, you know, get an archive of it. Also, I do have you streamed from my website so other people can hear. And I also want to know, what do you know about Sarah Palin, Herman Cain, and the last but not least, Facebook seems to be shutting down pages like myself that puts things up there similar to what you're saying, and then sometimes I put your videos up there. And I put on Rick Perry's information on the Republican on Facebook, and I'm being hit like with fiery dots from the pits of hell. They don't like the Rick Perry situation and telling.
Well, let me try to answer those questions because that's a lot of them. And again, thank you for the prayers. There were so many. First off, there's a free archive. If you go to any article on Infowars.com, you'll see a YouTube symbol, a Facebook symbol, you'll see an I symbol, and that's got the archive there. And then you can also go down to the bottom of Infowars.com, and there's another archive. When we updated the site a few months ago, I noticed that that updating system had been broken, and I told the IT people to fix it. I don't know if they have. Is the archive system updating again? Or no, because we are a radio show. I would think that an archive of that. The system is not broken for subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. At some points we're cutting edge media. At other points we're like 1996 internet, and that's why we're trying to hire more IT folks and keep track of everything. But that's there. And then you want to know about Herman Cain, former Federal Reserve board member, total globalist. Sarah Palin, total globalist, doesn't even know which end is up. Rick Perry, total globalist. They're all complete New World Order minions. Botman, IRS attack dog enforcer. The only one who's good is Ron Paul. And that's just the facts. It's not that I'm just a Ron Paul supporter. It's just that he really is the real deal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays live 4 to 6 p.m. I will be live this Sunday, 4 o'clock Central, right here on the GCN Radio Network. If you don't have a local AM and FM affiliate in your area, you can always listen to the free audio streams at Infowars.com and see the audio and video archives at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, going to our guest, he really doesn't need much of an introduction. They've made big award-winning Hollywood films about him. Al Pacino played him. Frank Serpico is our guest for the next 30 minutes. He's a retired New York City police detective, author, lecturer, and policing expert. And he was born in 1936 in Brooklyn, New York. And he joins us now. I think it's probably best if Frank pretty much tells you about himself, because I couldn't do justice to it. Frank, thank you for coming on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, so much is going on. You know, we talked to you earlier, and you know, you talked about basically, you know, introducing yourself. So, Frank Serpico, who are you? What do you stand for?
Well, disclaimer. You know, I don't support any party, and I'm not running for any public office. And I'm old enough to remember the Liberty Dime. Remember when it was made out of silver?
Yes.
And our dollar notes were silver certificates. We could exchange them for silver. And now the paper they're written on, it's not worth it. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, on September 11, 1959, I joined the police force in New York City and found out there was widespread corruption. I was working in uniform, and I just noticed that that some officers were shaking down motorists. Now, I want to say at the onset, there are lots of honest cops out there. The only problem is, even today, when they want to report corruption, nobody wants to hear about it. And they downgrade statistics so they can tell you that, you know, the crime rate is down. Then I went undercover, and I found out they weren't only shaking down motorists, they were shaking down drug dealers. My superiors were not interested because most were getting theirs off the top. So I went to the New York Times, and on February 1st, 1971, I was shot point blank in the head on a drug raid where I had a police officer back up not more than 5 feet away. And even though I had a bullet in my head, I was able to return fire and hit the suspect, but they let him get away out the back window. And the movie gives a wrong impression that Pacino couldn't get his gun in the door. That was a 9mm. I was the first cop in New York City to carry one. It took them 25 years to catch up. I had a .38 special. I practically had it in the dealer's stomach because I hit the door with the chain and I put my arm in there and he was pushing from the back and I turned to say, "What the hell are you waiting for? Give me a hand." And when I turned back, he fired point blank, hit me in the head, and fortunately, his gun jammed. He had an automatic, otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you today. And then they had the movie came out, and I was retired first on a disability pension, which gave me freedom to travel the world, which I did. And one of the first things I did, on my agent's suggestion, was to go first class to Europe. Now, I never did anything first class in my life. Both my grandfathers were coal miners, and we were poor, and that's why I'm sick of the airwaves today. They're talking about the starving kids. I'd like to know what they're doing with the money they're giving them instead of the crap that they're eating. And not eating wholesome food, they're eating junk food, but that's another issue. So traveling first class, people didn't believe that a guy dressed like me could be first class. And they kept telling me to go back to your class. And I said, "What class is that?" And they said, "Tourist, steerage." And I said, "Listen, you may think I'm wrong in steerage, but you don't have any class at all." And then the captain found out that, oh, I was slippy cold, and he invited me to his table, but I graciously declined. I already saw what the upper class was all about, you know?
Absolutely, spending all that.
Patches walking around. When I was a kid, I had patches on my pants. The only patches you see on pants today is when people pay extra money to pretend that they're poor. And the difference between what happened in the Depression and what's happening now is back then, before the Depression, poor people weren't wearing designer jeans and sneakers. So when they get hit now, they're not going to know what hit them because they don't know what poor is.
Frank.
I lived abroad for 10 years. I was actually living in Switzerland for a year and a half where I might have still been there, as the movie says. But I was graciously run out by no other than our FBI, where I started getting my first impressions about what the FBI does. They wanted me to come back to New York. I was actually pursued through the snow with my dog and my clothes under my hand, and I fled to Germany, where I bought a camper trailer, a small Volkswagen bus, and I traveled throughout Europe, and I found a spot in Holland, and from there, my base, I traveled all over the world. And before that, I'd been to Asia, the East, and Russia. And when I got back to the States, I figured I saw more of the world than I did of the United States. So I bought myself another little camper, and I traveled all through the United States. And I saw how the real people live, the workers and the farmers, the people that put food on our table, and the rich people that abuse them and wouldn't know how the hell to cook them, how to grow a potato, and yet they want to look down on the working class.
Frank Serpico is our guest, and his handset broke, so he's joining us via speakerphone for listeners out there. Frank Serpico, of course, the legendary New York City detective who wouldn't go on the take, and thanks to his work, much of that corruption did end up coming out. You know, sir, when I was going over your blog, your website, frankserpico.com, I saw a lot of your comments about Fast and Furious, the ATF caught shipping guns into Mexico. I saw your comments about, yes, bin Laden is dead, or is he? I mean, one of my producers talking to you said you were bringing up globalism. What is your view on the big banking cartels like Wells Fargo and Wachovia last year that got caught in 2 years laundering $376 billion of narcotics money and actually owning and leasing and running the drug aircraft themselves, and the fact that they didn't get any trouble? What's your view on the drug war? Because from my research, it's like alcohol prohibition. It's all
exactly.
Been...
Now, again, I'd like to back up a little because everybody knows Mayor Giuliani, right?
Yes.
And in 9/11, the biggest crime scene in the world, in world history, Giuliani had it cleaned up and shipped wherever he sent the metal to. He was knighted by England, and he appoints his driver, Bernie Carrick. You know, they formed their own law firm, which is, I think, called the Giuliani Associates, Giuliani Partners.
Yes.
Right? And he had quite a few assorted characters on there. One of them, Bernie Carrick, who later got indicted. Another guy, DeMuro, former assistant director in charge of the FBI New York's office, and the inspector in charge following 9/11. How's my reception?
It's great, Mr. Serpico. Bottom line, are you saying the 9/11 official story stinks?
It certainly does. But if I can go on, one of his team from Giuliani Partners, who was the inspector in charge following 9/11, admitted taking six artifacts from Ground Zero as memoirs, and no action was ever taken by the FBI. And then he had another character, Mr. Alan Plaka, accused of molesting, Monsignor Alan Plaka, accused of molesting numerous children and covering up molestation in the church, another one of his partners. And then the firm said that Giuliani believed that Alan Plaka was unjustly accused, and the firm has no plans to dismiss him. And then another one of his clients, an admitted drug smuggler and millionaire founder of companies that perform electronic information, and it just goes on and on. And then Mr. Giuliani with his firm goes to Mexico. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. And I understand as a detective you're giving us some background on some of those unsorted players that are involved. But bottom line, why are you saying 9/11, the attacks themselves, you're saying that stinks? You have questions about...
Well, it says, first of all, we all know that they could have prevented it if they would have listened. I'm in touch with a lot of, I don't like the term whistleblowers, I like to call them lamplighters. You know, federal agents the equipment to prevent anything. We could be the safest country in the world. The problem is we have incompetence at the top, and as you say, who knows what deals they're making with the World Bank, and I don't want to get into that because I don't want to implicate other people.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about, Frank, what do you think about Building 7 falling in?
That's a good point, because Mr. Giuliani opened up his command center there, and he stored lots of fuel there, and his director of emergency management, I think his name was Jerome Hauer, H-A-U-E-R, I think. He advised Giuliani not to store it there because it was vulnerable due to the previous attack on the World Center. Giuliani overruled him. And then he puts out erroneous information saying that he followed his director's advice. And another thing, it's not only what happened, but in the aftermath or how it happened. I don't know if your audience knows that before 9/11, it was found that the radio transmitters were old and inoperable. They were deficient. So what happened, they made a deal. It was what they call... they made a deal with Motorola in a no-bid contract, right?
Sure, the radios didn't work right.
Right, $33 million. And they were implemented early 2001, and they were recalled in March 2001 because a probationary firefighter called for help at a house fire, and he couldn't be picked up by others at the scene. So the problem is, there were 343 firefighters that, when their chief told them to evacuate the building, they couldn't be heard. And Giuliani said, no, that was just, they didn't want to leave. They wanted to do their job and save people. So what I'm saying is, I guess what was said well by... Peter Stuyvesant, well, the character that played Peter Stuyvesant in Knickerbocker Holiday was Peter Stuyvesant was the first governor of New York. He said, governments, one and all, partake of the nature of rackets. They become partners in crime and ultimately annihilate the civilization over which they preside. And I couldn't agree more fully than that.
Frank Serpico, legendary New York detective who exposed the fact that the city itself, the establishment, was basically skimming off the top of the drug trade. Frank, we've seen CIA hearings in Congress in the late 90s admitting government drug dealing, crack cocaine. We've seen the Pulitzer Prize-winning work of... Gary Webb, who then was shot twice in the head, and they ruled it suicide. We've seen the CIA aircraft full of cocaine crashing in Mexico. Now we have Wells Fargo, and this is in Bloomberg AP, you name it for new listeners, laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money, being caught and not getting in trouble, paying, what, $100-something million fine on hundreds of billions in profit. From your deep research and living it for decades, how does the drug trade really operate? I mean, now over in Afghanistan, they have Fox News and ABC News going, oh, yes, the Marines and Army help grow the opium, and then we don't worry about where it goes after that, but if we catch your kid with it, we're going to put him in jail. I mean, isn't the drug war about having it illegal to keep the price up?
I was in a documentary that aired in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and it's called The Drug War's Damage Done. And I was proud to be on with a bunch of professional former military and drug enforcement officers that say it's a lost cause. Drug drugs should be legalized, they should be controlled, and, you know, not believing that because they legalize it, everybody's going to go out and use drugs. It's like alcohol. You have alcoholics that you can't talk logically to them because they are addicted to alcohol. It's the same with some that get addicted to narcotics. These are health issues. They're not criminal issues. That's the way they should be handled. They have AA for alcoholics, does wonderful work. They have NA, Narcotics Anonymous. These are social issues. But the problem is there's too much money being made with the prison industry that they have more people in jail than any other nation in the world. And I don't know what American people are waiting for. I guess that's why they want to take their guns away so that then they can have total control.
Well, that was my next question. I know you've, according to your blog, had some concerns about Fast and Furious. Obviously, it's now been confirmed by the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, in the federal documents that have come out that the Sinaloa drug cartel for at least 5 years has been working for the CIA, FBI, DEA, and ATF to knock out the other cartels that are not laundering their money through the proper banks, and that the whole thing in Mexico is about big banks using the U.S. government and certain cartels to knock out their competition and consolidate that $500 billion a year industry. And on the other issue, then blame the Second Amendment for crime in Mexico. And now, even though the Attorney General has been caught perjuring himself to Congress, he's been caught lying about ordering it. He did indeed order it. Nobody's getting in trouble, and they're going ahead with trying to push more gun control in the name of stopping guns the U.S. government allowed to be shipped in. Serpico, what would you call that?
I would call that government suppression or government control or police. You know, the thing is, you have guys that serve, they know how to use the guns, and then they come back and they take them away from them. They're the very guys that should be, you know, able to keep their weapons to defend themselves and to defend the democracy that they fought for. But unfortunately, they say you can't fight City Hall. You know, nothing changes. The French say, plus que ça change, plus que reste le même. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And then they want to say that, oh, things are improving. Well, things are not improving because in my day, you know, when the dealers were paying off, I would catch a guy, and he would say, how come you're not locking up that guy? I said, which guy? And he says, you're locking me up because I'm not paying off. And I said, no. I said, I'll lock up anybody. If you're violating the law, I'll lock you up. So he said, would you lock up so-and-so? Well, he referred to him as Whitey. I said, try me. And he gave me the information. I locked him up. And then I come in and I find out the guy, you know, killed a police officer. And I come in and the other cops and the police and they're having coffee with the guy. So, you know, they tell you there's this allegiance and stuff. Let me just point it in one way. In my case, they were talking about taking me out. And one guy said, we're talking about another cop. And the response they got was, we're talking about our money. And the problem is the greed that these corporations have, and then they control the masses by telling them that they have to live in a certain lifestyle, otherwise they have no significance. And it's very unfortunate that we don't have the right teachers that teach children their own value as a human being, and they have just as much as anybody else, with no matter how many titles he has or alphabet soup after their name. I have more respect for the man that empties my septic tank and the farmer that puts food on my table than these politicians. I have this saying that politics comes from the Greek root poly, meaning many, and tics, which is a blood-fucking parasite.
Many ticks, yes. Frank Serbico, legendary New York detective who stood up and exposed corruption and was grievously wounded in the process. Bottom line, though, here. The big banks launder the money. The Marines and Army grow the opium in every major city. They either have a police chief that turns a blind eye or lives in a million-dollar house. I've grown up. I've been, you know, in college to friends' houses whose dad's an FBI agent, and it's a $3 million house. I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, and the police dealt drugs, and it was well known. And then they'd come give DARE programs to the kids, actually teaching them how to use it. I mean, you can Hollywood glamorizes it. I mean, it's a whole sales job, and they keep the drugs illegal to keep the prices up and to pack our prisons full of people to work for slave wages, displacing everybody else's wages. Do you agree, Frank Serpico, with that statement?
I find it hard to disagree. I hear what you're saying, and I believe that public service should be exactly that, public service. And you don't join the police or the FBI or the CIA to get rich. It's supposed to be a public service. And it's the same for the politicians. They look like two cats fighting each other, and instead of talking the good of the country, they're talking about the good of their party, and it gets us nowhere.
What percentage of the New York detectives when you worked there? I've seen numbers as high as 75%. What percentage were on the take?
Well, I can't speak for the whole department, but in my unit, it was pretty much they were all on the take. Now, here's the problem, Alex. The system is made to fail, okay? When I was a cop, they had the expression about corruption, the grass eaters and the meat eaters, right? So the grass eaters were referred to the guys that only took so-called clean money. See, that was traffic money or gambling money or vice money. And then, and this is how I got into that agency, because they told me it was the only way I could advance, and everybody knew that agency was corrupt. And they said to me, there's a new department directive. Unless you do 4 years in plain clothes, nobody goes into the detective division. So here's what happens. 4 years, these officers get used to grazing. Okay? It was like, you know, I'm talking about in the 60s, there was, in my unit, you got $800 a month clean, no questions asked, no tax, and plus anything you can make on the side, any score that you can make. Then, these guys are renting yachts and custom-made suits, burning their illegal money on extra apartments, buying houses, buying land all over the country, and then they assign them to narcotics. Now, after grazing for 4 years, you think all of a sudden they're going to see the light and all of a sudden drug money.
Frank Serpico, we're back in 1 minute. Do one more segment with us, okay? Frank Serpico, legendary New York detective. Yeah, that's how it works, folks. And now you look at most police out there, a lot of them, they look like gangsters.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.